What I'm telling you is in first the Gospel of John chapter 14. The Gospel of John chapter 14. And I read to you verse 6. Let me add verse 5 to be clear. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We are thinking on verse 6 and for this morning. And our subject, Jesus, the only way, truth, and life. And on that page, it's simple here, James, your only John, someone show how far. And we are, Waha, it's yes, you can say, meaning final. The cry any and part will be at me by Jan Hodges and Nam. Now, when the Egyptian for Nano pay, the Egyptian will say, yes, only a pine, the cry any. And as we know, this verse was an answer Jesus gave to Thomas when he asked him to show them the way to the place Jesus had said he was going to go. And that's from verse 2 to, I think, 2 to 3. Jesus has said he was going in my Father's house, and many mansions, to and also I have told you I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where am I, where I am, there you may be also. Yes, you can say, or go up with Jesus, at not be every among the Nija Fee, and that's a cook with Jesus, we are about to follow Marco. It is a similar kind Thomas, if you say, if I an awful, I went to my choir across Abiyam. The only one who in a year's Christo, a year and all conversation is on me, a choir, a cope be awful, and I'm not any inquire, will be unquiet, and changes and I'm so. And as we know, Jesus said, we're going to prepare a place. Before I come into our verse, and the place it is for them in his Father's house. Yes, Christ, so or call baby, now call up a beer and a fee, or we see a baby a moment. And if she, I mean, yeah, Locas and Nigel Fee, no, yeah, that's why he may be a good point right now. Jesus was going to heaven, where we call the heaven of heavens, I mean, and where God himself dwells. That is what it means. He's my Father's house. He is not just a physical house, but it's a dwelling place of God. The place where God is, and that is heaven, where he goes. And although we know that God is everywhere, God is not fixed at any particular place. He's omnipresent everywhere. Yet heaven is the place where he manifests his glory perfectly. There his glory is perfectly seen. And also it is from heaven that the scripture speaks to us as his dwelling place. And as I said, God is everywhere. God is not localized anywhere, it's everywhere. And that is why everybody can pray to him and he can hear us. So we don't need to be at a particular place for God to hear us. And also heaven, as a dwelling place of God, is a place where no sin is found but holiness. I'm not at the question how to drink Yesu. No sin is just you know can I hear heaven, no. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, heaven. Now, heaven, you be a good partner. What's it? A partner, now, I don't just a good point. Heaven, panel. If you say, Bible trust, a good baby. Now, you can't say heaven now. Why? No, but I don't much as heaven. A new young day, dear Pepe, the new young piano, a shame. It sounds such as a heaven. Bible trust, heaven, and then the reality. The sound so many moves the heaven, your beer, Yahoo Portia, just a beer, one in the home, a crown, 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 and a home. And if heaven is a place where there is no sin, then it's a place of everlasting peace and happiness. Say, Bible, sounds such as heaven, your beer, crown, crown, and a home. I just say, a beer, a sunday, any in the one or one that. So it's the only best place for people to live. The only best place for humans living to live, as I may say, because we are all looking, everybody's looking for perfect peace. Each and every day we are thinking of comfort, we are thinking of peace and happiness, but as we all know, we cannot find it here. Okay. There's nothing here that gives us perfect peace and happiness. The more we try to seek it ourselves, the more we find miseries. The American is heaven. The issues of God is So it tells us, Jesus Christ just tells us that there's a place where God dwells, and it's a place which is befitting for us also to dwell. And he tells the disciples he's going to prepare a place for them. And before I move on, can I ask you, are you sure of your going to heaven? Are you also sure that you'll be among those that Jesus will come and take to heaven? As I'm also crying, maybe so I'll say, would you So the fact is that heaven is a perfect place, and that is human beings who seek happiness, who seek peace, that is where we ought to be, to find our peace. But then, as I said, will you also be there when the Lord Jesus Christ? Also, Bakobiana, Jesus to Oba. Okay, let me go on to my verse. Now, the words of Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but me. But by me means that to have access to God, to know Him, and have His life depends on Him, Jesus Christ alone. Yes, we are going to acquire the correct any of the panel. So we are going to be a general. This is an answer. The old passion is there. See, when you acquire a buy a book for a whole now, what you are to me, you know, the fact is that all of us, when we are born into this world, we don't have the life of God. Yes, our temporal life we have from Him, but the life of holiness we don't have. The life of God is a life of perfect holiness, a life without sin. We don't have that. And we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, the purpose of His coming to this world was to show mankind lost in sin how we can return to God. Yes, Christo, Obasa, as Jesus said, the boot held the very ass. If I broke his own, yes, Christo, when you are in yes, Christo, you can obey the old woman, we are seeing here. Okay, and correct. Then when you put type power, the very ass, you know, and because of woman, we are seeing it. Then won't send them, send you my dear no baby in the son. But to me, actually, I've been to answer, say, die of a very radiant. For he said, Yahweh, you're born in winter, you're Basa, as you are, you're bravo, you're a good young woman. And as this was his purpose, yet even his own disciples who had followed him up to this particular time, as we are reading, seem not to have grasped this purpose of our dear Savior. You know, this time that Lord Jesus Christ said this word, he was about to end his work. It was about a few days to the crucifixion where you'll be out of this world. In rest is your car, John 14 is your car, it's only a quiet, a crying, a quiet, now we have a journalist and a person. Now come back, I crave, you know, if you are seeing. I come back, and now you have one number by Chilak, I send you, if you are seeing. And so this show for one part of my dinner, over some years, 2 to 3 years, almost sadly, what are the way we are still, no more, and Thomas, this is not Thomas, this is not Thomas, See, the disciples were still not able to grasp it. Well, they had, despite all that Jesus has told them, they have the kind of a mindset which is preventing them to believe. Yes, we should watch you much from the end of our name. On my dream, now I say, I dream for me to win to no moon to me in some way. I dream by. I will not be Jesus Christ of Baba here, we are saying, no, so am I a big man? Follow me. That was the problem. I'm going to say, yes, I mean, Israel, oh, David, if David, nothing ever, oh, David, conscience, oh, people about David, line, oh, Bema, yeah, what about you if you was room? Then I know more beautiful. But yes, Christ, no, you are not by it. Or by yourself, or by David, one of you was room, no, I'm going to be. But then, as I said, they were not able to grasp this. Purpose, the reason why he came. So the Lord Jesus Christ took the occasion to further explain to them why this is the purpose and they have to believe. You see, this is so far, and we're not, some right now, we're not sure as the church room. So if you show verses in us, or church room, extra room, the entity of where we are, and the entity of some community, the entity of some who are not going to go on, or near Daniel Pedia, or church room, yeah, we are not going to, our purpose is the best thing. So, but if you want to know, oh, he explained them in this verse, we have to verse 20. He even ended by saying that at that day, you know that you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. They couldn't understand, but he said, time was coming because when the Holy Spirit is given, he comes and dwells in them. They will realize that, yes, they are in him and he in them. The Bible tells that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of adoption. He makes us to know that we belong to the Father. See, the Bible tells us, he confirms it to our heart that we are the children of God. You see, so the Spirit, until he comes, we cannot, know that until he comes, then we are sure that we are God's children, until we are born again. So, I don't want us to go because that's our purpose. But then our purpose is in verse 6. Now, the Ethiopian said, American, this Christo of Permanent Church, said the Ethiopian, said, but I will be asking, not here also, who are not who said, our name, I don't want. But as I'm a question, let me ask you this question again. Do you have access to God? When you go for a new opinion, that's what you call your name. Many people say yes. Do you know him? When you know now, many people say yes. Do you have his life in you? Who are name M. Kongumuana? Because these are the three things Jesus Christ is talking about here, the way, the truth, and the life. Something that we should know, we should have, and it should grant us access to him. As I said, many people think, well, they have access to God because probably they go to church. That's the idea. People think maybe they're able to say some prayers. Oh, yes, you're a vampire. Some people also will say, well, we also do something in the church for God. If we can say, but that is not what the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about here. To know God, to have access to him, and to have his life in you, it's not this. No, nobody can do these things to have access to God. Nobody will do this thing to know him for himself. Nobody will do this to have the life of God in him. That is not it. So the thing is, to know God is to experience his love in Jesus Christ in you. See, be hunya kupon, and not just you hunya do I will please you, oh yeah, come. That is simply. To know God is to know his love in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see? So that until we have come to that stage where we know the love of God. And what the love of God is, the forgiveness of sin. That is the love God wants us to know. That is the love of God that we need to know. In First John chapter 4, verse 9, the Bible tells us, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Also, when I die, I put on the ever extra again. See, I put on some of the double barco, the barco, the barco, and the barrier say, send them the son of the two years. So, you see, it's through Christ. So that for us to know, many people say, well, they have so many ideas about the Lord Jesus Christ. but they don't have the love of God in their heart, which is in Jesus Christ, the forgiving love, the love that God has forgiven my sins. You see, if I church a coupon, I Jimmy money, but few months ago, and I'm Christos into no Jimmy, if we want him, but Jimmy, people will remove that. Yet they are not candy because this experience brings to us so many things. It brings to us the fear of God. It brings to us the love of God, so that we don't want to love anything except God. This brings to us a condition where we feel that this world is not even any good place to live. That we long to be where God is. That we are ever looking up to what the Lord Jesus Christ returned. You know the promise He gave the disciples that He'll come back and take them. When we feel we come to know Him and His love, we are always expecting that He'll come and take us to be with Him, because we are tired of living in this world of sin. The Lincoln said, "You have no point to say always wisdom. See, you who are a necessary rebellion. For instance, am I a Yakumim? Yamishuba Yakumim. Yamishuni said, I become somebody who doesn't want to live in this world, except that God has given me the life to live. Beyond that, I wouldn't want to live here. There's nothing here that makes me happy or truly joyful. There's nothing here that really makes me feel that I live, except that I think of my dear Savior. So, the love of God really brings so much to us. To be forgiven of your sin. See, I don't want to be shown me a good door. I want peace to win up. I come here, you know. I never be pray. You see, it's true that we are able to have the Spirit in our hearts. So the Spirit to come and live in us so that we know that we have been born again. But Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So we'll think further about this. At least we have 3 points in this. The first thing is the way. Young man, your mommy and son is Christ again. As you may know, a final premium one. And it's very important for us to understand. You see, most of the time people quote the verse, "Oh, Jesus Christ, I am the way, the truth, and the life." And that is it. How do we understand it? How we understand it will show us how we can also trust in Him. If we understand it clearly, it makes us it gives us that joy to trust in Him, because it teaches us everything we ought to know if we want to know God. Okay, so the way, I am the way. I am the many Epine. Yes, we only Epine. So that's the first question, Epine. You know that as I began, I spoke a little about human sin. Between man and God, there's a wide gulf created because of sin. Do you know that? That's the fact. If we don't know that, we would never appreciate what Lord Jesus Christ is saying. So, who said here where Jesus Christ walked on? And yes, well, my sin of once, but between me and God, there's a wide gulf. And the sad thing is that man-made religions have devised many modes of how man is to contact God. The area of one said, "Assume we bring up a fanso, a diabe we are saying, 'I'm not saying you're a blessed, or a fanso, never fanso, a queer radiant, Jay, you know, every day, your fast, maybe say, 'The new maybe see, maybe say, 'You're my brave.'" But I mean, because these man-made religions are made from human imaginations, they rather lead sinners further away from God. Now, if some people are in the group of a fini power on the abano, and some of them are just so announced to be in the group on. Now, remember, they said, "A man, the boy, your home, a chum of the group on Chamber, because It makes people to trust in what they can do or what they can do, and that one does not lead anybody to God. The Amar Exchange said, as soon as we ask, apart from the Bible training and I'm used to so I yes, you know, then you know, actually said, you be, then you go for angel, your papa. And now this has crept into many churches. Oh, there's nothing in the Bible. And so in the same way, and some more, even I saw for a crack and go for so Papa never may have heard. It's never true. It is good. It's Papa, yeah. Papa won't be able to choose to near Bravo. But Papa and Fubian Quire. The Bible never said that. And you baby of Bible was a Papa, they never go heaven. But yes, sure, soon you can see our traditional religion being Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, though they have their ideas of heaven or whatever. But the idea of perfection or having attainment and becoming like overcoming impediment in this life is to do, do some things. See, yeah, new mabi. And all these things are human imagination. And the more people try to depend on what they do, they move far from God. The boy is also may have a partner, a good point, you know, a clean point. Because how? How can you depend? And that's why I always use the illustration. Even if I push out your papa, why not? Why they came calling? How can it be? Man, that boy is also clean up a man. See, so we cannot do anything. So that all whatever we so the way, so meaning that if they say we can do anything, that there are so many ways. Way of good works, way of maybe obedience to something, way of maybe prayers. Some people say some religious they think that if you pray certain times and you pray more and more and God will know. Or you fast or you travel to some place, no. There's nothing like that, you see. We just say, I am the way. I am an other way. I am the way. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God and who came from God. And the most important thing we should know about him that when he came on earth, he proved his divinity by many infallible proofs, meaning that he showed that he was God by even what he did. The Ecclesiastes choose to Yahoo Pan or Baby and Simon. So he did many things to show that he was God who has come into this flesh. Many, many things he did. And in his life, he never sinned. He lived a sinless life, and no human being has ever, after the fall of Adam, has ever lived without sin. In 1 Peter 2:22, he speaks of him who did no sin. Neither was guile found in his mouth. He never spoke a foul word. He never sinned with his life. See, he lived a sinless, perfect life. And in fact, you know how he was born. He was not born like how we are born. He was born of a virgin, only a woman who gave birth. So the Holy Spirit brought his body and fixed in the womb of the woman. So he was not born through the Adamic trend where how we are born in that sinful nature. So from there and onwards, he never sinned in his personal life also. We think of his omnipotence and omniscience in his miracles. You know, so really who kind of yeah, most of the times who said or that the tumi or walk and be you see. For instance, who can speak to the sea? What about the catastrophe from Africa? Nobody can do that. Who can speak to the dead to rise up? Even the apostles who did, they have to be in his name. But he said, he told Lazarus, rise up. And they begin. The woman at Nain, the son of the widow, he went to the stretch where the buyer. He just told him to just get up. Nobody has ever done that with authority. And look at how he spoke to demon possessed people. Get out. people try to do that, and they push people down, and they roll over in churches and all that other things, and they say, sometimes they say they are doing deliverance service. It's nonsense. Look at the apostles who did it in his name. Look at Apostle Paul, in Acts chapter 16 or so, yeah, the young lady was possessed, he was following them, and Paul fixed it, and he just commanded, and the spirit left. But in today, people say they are doing deliverance. What they do, they gather their members, and they push them up and down, they pray, and they say, no. What Jesus Christ did, show omnipotence. That even in his name, the disciples, the apostles who also do the same. And his knowledge of things, of people's sins and everything. You see, he would tell Peter, before the cock crow, you deny me 3 times. Peter was not believing when it came to pass. He could tell Judas, you are going to betray me. Who knows that? Only he. Only he as God, and only he knows things before they happen. And many, many other things. The Lord, if anything he said of himself, how they are going to arrest him and how they are going to crucify him, it all came as it was. The prophet of old prophesied of him. He himself said that this is what they are going to do to me. So in 3 days, they are going to, the Son of Man has to go and suffer and die and rise up again. It happened, and he did. And also we think of his teachings. His teachings were unmatched. Nobody taught like the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible have records of that. The church and so, knowing and hoping. Obi and all to your chair, see right now, it is Christian. You read it in church, yeah. And in all, he doesn't point us a way to God. You see? He didn't say that, well, that is the way. But he said that he himself, the incarnate God, is the way. That's the difference. All the others may try to talk of other ways. No one can claim that he is the one that people can be saved. They will do this, but he said that I am the way. That's the difference, you see. He didn't point us to a way, and this means that since that he's the way, that means that he's the only mediator between God and man. You see? He's the only mediator in 1 Timothy 2:15. That's what the Bible tells us. This is the only mediator. So when the Bible speaks to us about mediator, that's what it means. That between us and God, there's a gulf created by sin. And the Lord Jesus Christ comes in between. He doesn't point us. He himself is the way through whom we come to him. So when we come to God. Now, I say in terms of any back, be any more, but in terms of any Yankupon, Jesus Christ, or no, and no Yank, or in terms of any. And by his mediation, the work was mediated, or in terms of any, in terms of any, no Yank, by that work, he pleased with us to reconcile with God. So in terms of any, be I, or be our partner, or more, if I'm your wife, I want you to want you to have a woman, say, you're born into, there be any Yankupon. But because he wants to reconcile us to God, he tells us, let us reconcile to God. So, Oba, no, or strength, sir, money and coupon come home. And famous, but money and coupon, the Indian come home. Munsaka, my very few money, money and coupon, and come home. And then he turns to God and he intercedes with God for sinners in heaven. Now, so, who are you anymore? Or no, not after. You see how the Lord Jesus Christ, that he speaks to us to repent, to believe in him, so that he can forgive us of our sins. But when he turns to God, then he speaks to God on behalf of those who have come to him, that God should have mercy on us. He's a perfect mediator. This is the mediator. This is the way of our Savior. So he's the way. You see, he's the perfect way. Nobody's able to go to heaven for us. But he goes to heaven. He, our Redeemer, he was fitted for this by his atoning death on the cross of Calvary. He suffered, he bled and died to satisfy God's wrath. So, of course, Calvary, Saint John, you know. So that your genidia, your bonnie, a home, as a piano, if you hope, wow, this one is for Calvary. Obey if you hope, more 5 years. And we see that when he, before God, he doesn't go there. You know, in the Old Testament priest, Old Testament times, the priest has to go into the tabernacle with the blood of animals, goats, and other things. But the Lord Jesus Christ gets to heaven, not with the blood of goats and animals. He intercedes for sinners. In Hebrews 9 verse 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. You see, yes, Christ, and it is for eternal redemption. So, it's eternal redemption. So you see, he's the way. The Old Testament priests were pointing to him, because they would carry the blood of animals, and they themselves were sinners. But he, as a perfect man and God, he goes before God with his own blood, and he's the way. So that he doesn't show us the way, he himself points us and lead us and carry us. So that through him we go. He doesn't point us and leave us. No, we cannot. You see, on just by finding it happy, on what or not, the area shedding on what fire for right here. So this is, the way he's talking about. I am the way. That is the only way we can go back to God. A perfect sacrifice. A coin a bit of right here. For a while, then. A demo. A for a while, then we see Jesus for a while, but more than ever. You see, that's the only way we can have. We can know God and turn to Him. So that by His atoning sacrifice, God justifies all sinners who believe in Him. Sir, the way you know, na for a while, but this is true. At the point of phobia, I turn on the operation, you know, this is true. The young one in your job, no, you have one anymore. Or who said, Oh, you're blocked, Oh, you're one in your father. If you say, Excuse to train me, or the moment. So that God calls sinners saints. You know, in the Bible, believers are called saints. It doesn't mean that we are perfect in ourselves, no. It's because of Jesus Christ. A saint is one who has been purged, who has been cleansed by the blood of Christ. He is the saint. He is the holy person before God. Nobody is holy in himself. No, nobody. But through Jesus Christ, he is our righteousness. So, that is the way. And we think of the second part of his way. So that he is also the truth. He is also the truth. Or also in the Quran, and also in the church. And when we think of the truth in regards to the person and the character of Jesus Christ, he is the true God and the only Savior of the world. See, I share a prayer, a fire switch to Nini Pasu, and I said, You know what? Yes, on your way, you know what? I just on what? Oh, no, yeah, who pong, crocro, no, sound see, or be a, or you are sick, or jiff, or yeah, I don't go, ah, oh, we are sick. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 11, these are the words of the Lord. He said that, I am the Lord, and beside me, there is no Savior. Yahoo can say, Isaiah, or say, many rather no. Many we if you are Jinkwa be any ho. And yet we find this in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. You see how he's the true God that we know in the Bible, that he's the true God. And you remember in John chapter 4, Lord Jesus Christ had a conversation, interaction with the Samaritan woman, and later on this woman came to believe in him. When he saw that he was the Savior, he went to call people to come and also listen. And then when they came to listen, look at what they said in John chapter 4 verse 42. And said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, but we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Samaritan for noah,
Obano is Christian indeed, in common of his American law, Obano who say only I can coordinate to the solo. Of course, Samaria or Cocker, if I don't remember the moment I'm white and Panama. I'm so bad, I'm pretty excuse to listen. No, Mr. Ah, and you have a yet your kind in Tina, Yajin, Nemo, Yen, who's only Christo, no, we are seeing Yajin. It's the same who in Isaiah says, I am, besides me, there's no Savior. The same God who said in Isaiah, I am, even I am God, and beside the Lord, this is the Savior of the world. Beside the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no Savior. See, this is the truth we must know. The prayer of C.F. who finds Jesus Christ once said, even if you are, you don't be anymore. This is the truth about Him. Another truth is in regard to God's manifestation to the world. At the Bible, beyond all, who is Jesus Christ, say, oh yeah, the Kreno, and the Kreno, or you, or the Kreno, say, this is Yankupon. And then when the Emmanuel, you know, in the Old Testament, there are so many manifestations of God to people and to the people of Israel. But you know that the Bible speaks that the incarnation of Jesus Christ was the perfect manifestation of God. So yes, Christ of Fanny passed by we are no. No, Titano, Yahoo, Abba, and the Bible didn't get a home, but can be a woman, so I am for, walk, I saw any baby, no buyer. But yes, Christ, you never know about the family person here who won't buy the criminal. And only you have to make for done when they are. I said, a castle. And I said, a dim moon, a year, associating their wine here. And look, training here, yet it's in here now pointed to him. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, we are told, for in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So the moon, you have to go for one. When he was on earth, when he was in our human nature, he was the fullness of God. And Breno and no offer the Petsubia, Nipa Su, and no 19 Peter Mona Masasis, no, not a threat, so Yankupon. Nayankupon, Yakas Yankupon, a winning moon. That's why you can tell Thomas, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen God. You see, because he was God. Okacha Thomas is all whom you own Yankupon. Yet, Thomas will see him as a human being. You see, but then he was God incarnate. The tabernacle under the Old Testament with all the ceremonies, you know, the tabernacle that God gave to the people of Israel with all the ceremonies, whatever, were just shadows. In the tabernacle we have called the Shekinah glory, and the people of Israel were so, I mean, all of that and all that. It was just a shadow of what we find in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the life of Jesus on earth was the real tabernacle. It's the real tabernacle. Because he's the true Emmanuel. I'm sure you know one of his names. He'll be called what? Emmanuel. God with us. The Lord Jesus Christ is Emmanuel. He is God with us. This is the truth about him we should know. He said, I am the truth. I am the truth concerning the manifestation of God. I am the fullness of God's manifestation. It's found in me. So if you look at me and my life and what I say, you have the truth of God. You see? Or say, me, and I have promised what that is when the Bible has me, the moon, the demon. And she said, oh, now, that person who you have to. If you want to know God, know Jesus Christ. All that he says and all that he manifests was the truth that God wants us to know. So that he is the real Emmanuel, he is the real God who came and tabernacled with us. See, the Old Testament and the people of Israel will speak of the wonders of all the temple worship and the wonders, the kind of glory and everything. But then, when the Lord Jesus Christ came, they despised him. I'm sure you know John chapter 1. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Yes, why? Unbelief. And this result. People today do the same thing. Yes, they will hear things about Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, it's this and that. But their mindset, what they think Jesus Christ is not what the Bible says about him. Well, the people say, well, when I have Jesus, then my life in this world should be comfortable. When I have Jesus, maybe all my illnesses will go. when I have Jesus, my business will thrive. When I have Jesus, I will have whatever. Whoever has these things in their mind will never know Jesus. That was the mistake of the people of Israel. When he came among them, they couldn't see him because they were thinking of earthly Savior. No, Emmanuel, he was the fullness manifestation of God in this world. Yes, Christo, or no, any near, yeah, you say, when you're coupon, let's say your tear, no more. Israel 4, you do not buy, but the Bible is a woman who knows, if we say, or my dear, no more being fired, and find a woman, they are wrong. Sell any public bread, and so almost one more drink. Of who said, or back to the Bibia, and I saw for the black action ball. Oh, but back to the audio, we got. It's a lie. You see, it is true. God helps us. He just helps us in our troubles. He heals when we pray to Him, and He wants to heal us. He gives us. He provides things for us. He takes care of us. But that's not the purpose of coming to Him. The purpose of coming to Him is because of your sinfulness. Yes, Christo. Obuanya, your bonfire, your yari cross. Omai otumi me yari sa. Your how I call him. Oya no mama ye. Name of the abandoned new one. A yabon in dinner, say abandoned. I say abandoned him to say, oh, on why, and I am considered a bravo one. You know that. You see, so we think of him that way. And in regard to the knowledge about God, he's the truth. I say, Junior Coupon, say, Yampo, what is I? Yampo, anyway. You know, many people, when we talk about the Trinity, they say, oh, it's not true. How do we know that? It is the revelation of Christ that teaches us that. Some people believe that there's only one God, but they don't believe that the Spirit and the Son is God. See? How would you know that? Unless you believe in Jesus Christ. How others may see many things. See? So, you know that when it comes to the knowledge of God, human opinions are mere figments. Say, if I am upon Miss Rubunua, Nipa, I might bring our work on Upon Cadio or Mopa Fanopono. You can't even go to Muka, Amoan, I'm going to Mokani. But the teachings of Jesus Christ, you see, they are unchanging truths. Yes, Christo, in church, I am a cry as a father. You know, remember in Matthew, he said that. Nothing that he has said will come and pass. I mean, this word will come and pass. Nothing he has said will come and pass. Because his whatever he says is unchanging truth. He's the eternal God, and the God never changes. And as God, he never changes. He is the fountain of all truth. It is by him that God's truth is communicated to us. You see? All the Old Testament prophets prophesied by the Spirit of Christ. As it say, a prophet, you know, almost shall come with Jesus to Nicaragua. All the other prophets, they prophesied because it was the Spirit of Christ. He, that's why in John chapter 1, we are told that He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word means that through Him, whatever God wants to communicate to us is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word there shows the work of Jesus Christ of revealing the truth of God to us. So that He is the foundation, the fountain of all that God will communicate to man. So all that God will let us know, He will not give to any human being. He will come and teach us Himself. He gave it to the prophet of old by His Spirit, but He came to confirm them to us. Yes, Christo. Bible said, Bible can John chapter 1, a friend said, oh yeah, a seminal. A seminal church said, Nyankupon, be a hooper, see you, and I'm a soul. That's the truth that we have to remember him. I'm sure we know science sometimes talk of truth, talk of facts, but we know scientific facts have to do with physical world. That also, I mean, science for and even how they find it keeps changing. And also, when new discoveries come, every time they have to do adjustment. So they don't have truth. I mean, what is fact today, tomorrow it may not be fact again. But what Jesus says is the same forever. What He said 2,000 years ago, it stands still today. Yes, we still know what 2,000 years ago, your kind, you know, is now and the sign up to today. And besides science and whatever human
fact do not have any moral or spiritual guidance. See, I can't say that science and answer nipa, and you might not say any prayer, or no one in you. And to me, I'm my crap. And your father, and try to make to me who you are going to be. It is lacking. But the words of Jesus alone is able to make us wise unto salvation. Yes, Christ, when he said, I'm going to be able to make you wise. See the difference? So that all opinions are nothing when it comes to God, I mean, what the Lord Jesus Christ is. So that when Jesus tells a sinner that if that sinner do not believe in him, repent and believe in him, he will go to hell, it is true. I'm sure many people, I mean, jokes with that. Because God just said in John chapter 8, verse 24, said that, I said therefore unto you, to the Jews who are not believing, that ye shall die in your sins, if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Or can't say Israel, for it be said, that the Namika said, yes, Christ, send ye, or not the Okano, a Jina who is a Saddam. Sounds in my name, some more, catch the boy, if it be as said. So, what's a cow again, a one in Jinu and Dia, who pay Jacob with Sandim, and a great. And somewhere a big number that or can John chapter 8 verse 24 catch you for be said. So more answer my being a more engineer in the Ambuum warning. And those who didn't believe have died in their sins. And I don't know some of us here who have not believed if you want to die in your sins. Those just friends, if you don't repent and believe in him, you will die in your sins. But we will warn him. And I will warn him my infant over hell. What he says is an eternal truth. And we should not travel with it. Because what he's telling us in this John chapter 8, verse 24, it will stand against every sinner at the day of judgment. Yes, we all can say, the one thing I want to say, I want to say, I want to say, or better, I want to say, I tell that, the mood and the balance. A big example, the one thing I want to say, the one thing I want to say, I want to say, the one thing I want to say, did you hear the words of Christ? Did you hear his word telling you to repent, to come to him? Yes, and this word will stand against you because he will be the judge of the world. Yes, we don't know about the area seen here at the Mwafo. But my time is already gone. Let me quickly brush through and I'm done with the life. He is the life, meaning that he is the author and giver of life. But also, only in Kano, and it's just unknown and comfort, also no man. The share, the empire, the CRC, and if you inquire or see in your senior coupon, you see. And if God, he has given us natural life, we have to ask him for that life which is in him. So am I inquired it yesterday? I'll see if this son or no one can know my own on. Eternal life, you have to ask him for it. And you know that even his words have power to give life. What he says in John 6:63, we are told, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit, they are life. Yes, because also means someone all canons, a young one, soon soon. So you see, if we believe it, it will have its effect. So that it is faith in him alone that we can receive eternal life. When we believe in him, though we have a temporal life, you are on Quatias here, but he is a genius here. In a sound corner, we are going to go for all. I am the mind, and then the super canoe. That life now brings holiness to our lives. You know, in Titus 1:2, the Bible tells us that God promised eternal life before the world, he created the world. God promised to give eternal life, his life to us, when before he made the world. As I will go, we are going to go upon a share of the Obama Nipa down. Then we have a testimony in 1 John 5:11 to 12 that this life is in Jesus Christ. And this is a record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that had the Son had life, and he that had not the Son of God had no life. See? Near, I think you have a portion of shares of a monk, and when the banimu, near or a banner, or one, near only a banner, only one. You see? If you have Christ, you have life. And not this temporal, a life that will make you live, have access to God, to know him, and also to have that eternal happiness in the world to come. See, and this life he said bestows on everyone today. Everyone, anytime we come to him, some fire away is the mono, but the more we are so bad in him, our best friend. He gives to everyone that comes to him. See, and the most important thing is that you must have this life before God will accept you, before you can know him, before you can even worship him for him to accept it. Some fire away is to me or the mind.
So when you are bombarded 100,000 times, sorry, that's soon, your papa, and soon again. Because, oh yes, I'm your mom, oh, sir, and you must have the other life from God to Christ, which really means God accepts you in all that you do. Before I conclude, I ask you again, you have the life of God in you. Who are you going to come home? Some point you say, oh, Christ, we are a genie, you are the man. Do you have it in you? Is Jesus living in your soul? Yes, Christ, what's okay, Moana? Do you have it? You know that, as I said before, his suffering and death on the cross of Calvary was to secure this for us. Sir, of course, I'm being honest, I'm going to come here, I'm going to come here, I'm going to come here, or you're not a person, or just sound when you're the mom and you're me. So that when you come to him, he gives you this life, and then you have free access to God, and then you know him, that he's your father, and you know him, that he's your life, and that he's the one that will, you are going to live with when this world passes over. Eternal life, eternal happiness, that's the way to. So the Lord Jesus Christ came to show us how we can have this. And if you don't have it, go to him and ask him. Tell him, Lord, I don't have this life that makes me to love nothing but you alone. I don't have this life that makes me to desire you than anything. Give me. I don't have this life that makes me to be forgiven of my sins. Oh Lord, help me and receive me. And then the Bible tells us, nobody has ever come to Jesus Christ that he has sacked. I'm going to go to the house.